Dr. Sabic, taking an office note on patient Angela Touchstone, Touchstone, Angela, Angela. Date of birth is 11/29/1960. Date of service is 2/15/2024. Pure pack up. The patient is 63, old white female, who's referred to see me by Dr. Jafari for evaluation of an abnormality on her kidney ultrasound. Pure paragraph. The patient has past medical history of new onset hypertension last year that required her to be placed on blood pressure medication. Her blood pressure was so high, she had symptoms of headache, dizziness, palpitations, and chest pains. After starting the medication and controlling her blood pressure, she felt better. She went and saw a cardiologist who did a workup, including a renal ultrasound, which identified an atrophy of the right cortex, right renal cortex, and therefore she's in my office today for opinion. Past surgical history includes cholecystectomy 2019, allergies, non-drug allergies, social history, patient is single, she's divorced, she's had total of 3 kids, she has remote history of smoking, alcohol use, red wine daily, one glass, she works for a non-profit organization. Family history, mother with hypertension and degenerative joint disease, father died from lung cancer, he was a non-smoker, sister has hypertension. Review systems revealed no chest pain, no shortness of breath, no wheezing, no heartburn, no nausea, no vomiting, no diarrhea, no constipation, occasional nocturia, no straining upon urination, complete bladder emptying, stress incontinence positive, no leg swelling. All other systems are reviewed are negative. Please add also patient has nighttime snoring, increased daytime sleepiness, and she wakes up feeling tired most of the time. Period. Paragraph. All other systems reviewed are negative. Immunization, she received 4 shots of the COVID-19 gene editing therapy. Current medication includes losartan hydrochlorothiazide 50/12.5 daily and vitamins including vitamin C, vitamin E, CoQ10, D3, vitamin B complex, niacin, and antioxidant. Paragraph. On physical exam, her vital signs as mentioned above, HNT, pupils jumbly, active to light and accommodation, injected conjunctiva, anterior sclera, no cervical lymphadenopathy, no carotid B bilaterally, no jugular vein distension bilaterally, most oral mucosa, no pharyngeal retina, no dead paragraph, neck is supple, no stiffness or rigidity, heart sounds are regulated and rhythm. Normal sphenis 2, no measure, no friction of her lungs are clear to auscultation, no crackles or reserved abdomen soft, no hepatomegaly, no splenomegaly, no gary rebound or rigidity, extremities. There is no edema in the lower extremity, skin, no skin rash, no neuro exam is non-focal. Investigations available to me include the following. Your analysis shows no proteinuria. BUN 15, creatinine 0.7, potassium 4.4, total CO2 28. Estimated GFR is 97 milliliter per minute. Vitamin D level is 83.6. Hemoglobin 14, period paragraph. Assessment and plan. Before that, please mention also renal ultrasound was reviewed. The right kidney has a very thin cortex of 0.5 centimeter compared to the left 1.5 centimeter. There is a little bit hypertrophy of the left kidney, period paragraph. Assessment and plan. 1. Atrophied cortex right kidney. It is plausible that she has had damage to that kidney when she was a child at 15. She had a kidney stone, was hospitalized, and had obstruction that was not addressed. Also, we need to rule out fibromuscular dysplasia as well. We are going to do a CTA angiogram of renal arteries, and we are going to do a little link study in 24-hour urine collection for metabolic stone workup to advise her on her risk for kidney further stone formation. period, her kidney function is great. We're going to get a renal scan with split function to assess the function of each kidney. Period. No evidence of proteinuria gives her a good prognosis. Period. Paragraph. Hypertension, control on current regimen to continue. Period. Paragraph. I thank you, Dr. Jafari, for allowing me to participate in your patient's care. I will see you back in 2 to 3 weeks for further recommendations and to discuss the workup. I'll keep you updated on her progress and a report. Thanks.